Well, it's just great to have Bill Murphy back with us from the Gold Antitrust Action Committee, guy of Chris Powell, giving us hope that things are going to turn around. You had some interesting thoughts on what might be unfolding here.
Well, Chris, thanks for having me back. Well, gold's the best market, best acting market I've seen in 8 years, and the gold-silver ratio is going to 93. It's near historic all-time highs. J.P. Morgan's going berserk, trying to stop it, trying to give an indication to the rest of the gold cartel forces that they're going to take gold down, and it's just what I call the silver signal. And I've never seen anything so good as the way gold is trading. Everybody's having fun with that again. It's about time. The gold cartel running out of enough physical supply to meet demand. We've heard about the gold market being tight for 2.5 years. It's meant nothing. And all of a sudden, that tipping point was reached when they don't have enough physical gold to meet rising demand from all over the world, and it's very, very exciting. To do with the central banks not being able to find enough physical gold to meet the demand. I mean, that's the key, is that the bad guys, the gold cartel, as I've been calling it for 20 years, has run out of enough physical gold to meet demand, and that's why they've been able to keep gold under wraps for 6 years, and they've lost control. The breakout of the base is probably one of the most bullish things I've ever seen in 40 years.
The last time I remember anything like it, wasn't it around 2001, but after the dot-com bust, when investors said, hey, wait a minute, I'm not so sure about paper assets anymore. And for the next 12 consecutive years, not a single down year for the yellow metal.
We're looking at something much more spectacular. Again, it's the most powerful base I've ever seen. The bad guys have run out of physical supply to meet demand. The gold price is going to explode by the end of the year, big time. I mean, mega.
Plenty of precedent to think that we could see it. I mean, just look at U.S. equities have been on fire for years. Of course, the cryptos, which had a spectacular turnaround, you know, nearly a double on Bitcoin, at least a triple on Ethereum, and or close to it. There's the possibility we could see something like that. You seem to think that there are some signs, technical signs, indicating that the smart money is returning to the market then?
Absolutely, all over the world. I mean, you've heard about all these billionaires buying. They're doing it for a reason. As you just mentioned, and so well said, I mean, so what if gold rallies $200 tomorrow? It's nothing compared to what other assets have done. Nothing. My only concern is how is J.P. Morgan going to extricate themselves from the short side of the silver market? The open interest is near all-time highs. It's 100,000 contracts higher than when silver went to 50. They're doing everything they can to try to delay the rise of the precious metals. So we just have to watch for that to change in silver.
Take a look at palladium. What a success story. I mean, I remember palladium around $200-$300 an ounce a few years ago. Suddenly you see it north of $1,500, higher than gold. Could you fathom such a thing? I mean, a six-fold or higher climb in the metal, the blink of an eye as far as long-term themes and trends in these financial markets. If we saw, let's say, a six-fold adjustment in the price of silver, that's triple digits, isn't it?
That's what's coming. Once it breaks 21, it's on its way to 50 and then 100. And it's been a long time coming and been torture dealing with it for a lot of people like myself. But it's coming, and it's going to be spectacular when it goes. And we've heard the term slingshot used, and that's what's coming in silver once J.P. Morgan gives up the ghost.
Do you have any interest at all in examining just what might occur, but let's just say a conservative fundamental valuation for AG? If J.P. Morgan shorts were covered, Putin is accumulating 70-pound bars now in their central bank stockpile, not just gold. I mean, this is a real sea change, I think, in the mentality of central bankers towards the shiniest metal in the world, and certainly most useful, other than maybe copper, the most useful, you might say, precious metal, certainly silver. So, I mean, now that the central bankers are having growing interest in not only the yellow metal, but AG, what if that starts a new trend throughout central bankers and institutions, not to mention deep-pocketed billionaire investors like the Hunt brothers circa 1980?
I mean, it's been the 50, 40 years ago, 39, 40 years ago. I mean, 100 is like no big deal. Feeling the past 3 to 4 weeks from people that have followed what I do is that, you know, that the physical market was drying up in gold, that they'd reached a tipping point where they didn't have enough supply to meet it, and that's proved to be true, just beginning. And that at some point, you know, silver is so cheap now with 93-to-1 gold-silver ratio, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, and we got to get through this week, that there'll be a demand for silver like rarely seen, and all of a sudden, people that are taking physical supply of silver for granted are all going to rush for it, and it's not going to be there all of a sudden. It'll take a little time. But then it goes, and then, again, the key is 21, and then we're on our way. And it's going to be very exciting, and it'll make up for the last 8 years of a horror show.
There are several estimates now, UBS and others, calling for 1,500, even 1,600 yellow metal by the end of this year, early 2020. And, I mean, it makes sense, right, against the backdrop of the Fed funds futures, which are now calling for a rate cut as soon as next month, either July or September, by the policymakers, the FOMC meetings. Against a rate cut cycle, imagine if we adjusted just to the more traditional 15 to 1 gold to silver ratio, and we have a $1,500 gold price. That's $75, and it's on fire sale around 14 right now. That's a five-fold move. If we just went back to the normal in the ground, in terra firma, gold to silver ratio that we find, you could make a case that investable silver in size, you know, might be almost as challenging to find as gold, not on a ounce-to-ounce basis, but large size.
I'll be surprised if gold isn't at all-time highs by the end of the year, and you know, and that silver's going to explode once we get through this J.P. Morgan orchestrated lockdown that we're in now, which is beyond pathetic. But they're doing it, and there's no other reason for silver to be not doing anything as gold soars. So I think it's going to be a very exciting year for investors in the precious metal sector, and got a lot of fun and money to be made.
J.P. Morgan really does have a stockpile of silver, which now we're starting to realize that maybe much of that stockpile was being used to keep the physical under control. Perhaps, you know, there are some nefarious characters doing their best to maybe help manage the simmering inflation underneath the economic foundations here by sending out these messages that the gold rally and the gold shares rally isn't that significant. Because look, silver remains under control. We can still control the silver market.
Chris, I mean, that's an understatement when you mention nefarious. I mean, that's what the gold silver markets are all about, and it's coming to an end in terms of what they're able to do, and it's about time. It's taking forever, but we're finally at that point, and that's what makes the gold-silver situation so appealing, and it's going to be a sensational time coming up in the years ahead.
Do you have any interest in entertaining a fair value on silver? I mean, if we saw 2,000 plus on gold, 20 to 1, we're looking at a rough $100 an ounce on silver. Are you looking for triple digits to become a benchmark?
I'll tell you, if silver gets to 100, I'll be a happy camper, as will a lot of other people. That doesn't mean it won't go a lot much higher and I won't still be looking at it, but that's my goal. Think things over about what I'm doing in my life and everything else when silver gets to 100.
Bill Murphy, please tell people more about La Metropole Cafe and Gotta.org.
Well, people can sign up for a 2-week free trial at lametropolecafe.com, and my colleague of 20-plus years, Chris Powell, who Secretary Treasurer of Gotta, does an incredible job, and they can sign up to get on his list for free. And eventually, at some point, people are going to realize what a big deal that the gold price suppression scheme has been, and when it all blows up, it'll be something else. In the meantime, we fight the good fight.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Bill Murphy.
Thank you, Chris. Anytime.
Shopping for fine jewelry just got easier. GoldSeek.com has identified the most successful jewelry brand to launch in recent times. Many Jewelry is rewriting the way consumers buy fine jewelry. Integrity Craftsmanship, the only company to sell 24-karat gold and platinum jewelry, avoiding confusing alloys and gems, a true precious metals investment. Many Jewelry's disruptive business model embraces Franco-American craftsmanship and direct-to-consumer economics, rapidly disrupting the $20 billion monopoly, just like Amazon and Uber. The sky is the limit with $1 billion of jewelry purchases daily for loved ones and those special occasions. Many Jewelry is an innovator positioned to capture market share, with annual sales growth in the industry topping $30 billion by 2021. Many Jewelry coined the term investment jewelry, pricing by the gram, transparently disclosing its profit margins, a truer investment in pure gold or platinum. Similar to real estate, even artwork, Many Jewelry has a weighted value easily calculated, ensuring value wealth as a long-term investment. With sales in 60 countries around the globe, 20,000 orders already, don't miss out on the explosive growth potential. Many Jewelry trades under the symbols MENE on the Toronto Exchange, and in the U.S., MENEF. Remember to sign up to Many's Shareholder Club to receive shareholder news, updates, and special discount codes for jewelry purchases. Remember, Many Jewelry. GoldSeek employees may or may not own shares. Nothing contained herein should be construed as investment advice. The blockchain revolution is transforming the global arena, disrupting every industry in its path. GoldSeek.com is excited to introduce an off-the-chain opportunity in digital gold and silver from our friends at Atmex and Sprott.com. OneGold holds physical gold and silver metals at the Royal Canadian Mint, the first online marketplace to offer secure and convenient buying, selling, and redemption of digital precious metals. OneGold uses Vault Chain, a secure, immutable blockchain ledger developed by Tradewind Markets, the leading innovator in digital precious metals, distributed ledger, and blockchain technology. Vault Chain. Gold and silver are 100% redeemable through OneGold for physical precious metals delivered to customers' doors in any size at competitive prices and low transaction storage costs. As a special offer and for a limited time only, OneGold is offering gold and silver at spot price with no additional premiums. OneGold.com is secure and accessible 24/7 on any device, offering convenient purchases and sales of precious metals. Easy recurring transactions make passive saving and gold dollar cost averaging as easy as a single mouse click. Vault Chain offers the best tier pricing on AppMex products, setting the industry standard as a fully backed physical asset with easy redemption in coins, rounds, or bars, offering clients peace of mind and full transparency. Don't get left behind. Remember to bookmark OneGold.com for the safest and most convenient digital precious metals today. Remember, OneGold. GoldSeek employees may or may not own shares. Nothing contained herein should be construed as investment advice.